हेलो, अस्सलाम वालेकुम गौहर, क्या हाल है आपके?
वालेकुम अस्सलाम अली, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम डूइंग ग्रेट, आई एम डूइंग ग्रेट. हाउ इज एवरीथिंग गोइंग?
इट्स एवरीथिंग इज ग्रेट हियर. बहुत गर्मी है यहाँ पे एंड वी आर जस्ट सफरिंग फ्रॉम इट.
आई लाइक टू थैंक यू ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ FM 121 कि आज आपने आज टाइम निकाला अपना अपना बिजी स्केड्यूल से ऑन एयर आने के लिए.
नहीं, दैट्स फाइन, दैट्स परफेक्टली फाइन.
ओके, शुरू करते हैं. इट हैज बीन अ लॉन्ग टाइम सिंस यू गाइस हैव रिलीज्ड एनी न्यू मटेरियल्स. आपके फैन जानना चाहते हैं इफ देयर इज एनी न्यू प्रोजेक्ट दैट कैन बी एक्सपेक्टेड फ्रॉम यू इन द नियर फ्यूचर. मे बी अ म्यूजिक वीडियो परहैप्स?
या फॉर श्योर, डेफिनेटली. वी हैव जस्ट शॉट अ न्यू वीडियो एंड फॉर अ फैक्ट दैट आई एक्चुअली कैन नॉट डिस्क्लोज इट राइट नाउ, बट दे विल बी कम टू नो, दे विल एक्चुअली कम टू नो अबाउट इट इन अ वीक और समथिंग. We just shot a new video, so we're gonna release that before our USA and Canada tour. Like that'll be released by like 1 week before the USA and Canada tour, so that'll be treat for all the fans out there who've been listening, and you know they've been demanding the videos of 2-3 songs. So we're actually just gearing it up, and we really want to get it released before this tour.
I'm really looking forward to it because Jalki jo aakhri video thi. I believe it was More Pia.
More Pia.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, that was More Pia, and we actually released that video last year in November. Mm-hmm. So we've been busy touring around, you know, making new music, and you know, you just thought that you know sometimes you want to do some video in a certain way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this video actually taken like 4 or 5 months that we've been thinking on this video that how to do it, right? Mm-hmm. So for that matter, we just got delayed a bit. And really sorry to all the fans for that much.
And the video shot in Karachi, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Right. So you were in FPI, right? Or you are in FPI right now. You know everything, right? But actually, yes, we just shot it in Karachi like a month back.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there is a director called Suhaib Akhtar who actually directed it, and he has actually done a great job there, so let's see when it comes out.
So how has the current political situation in Pakistan affected your music, since it has been almost near impossible to do concerts and shows?
Well, actually I've just heard a very good news today. I hope that it's correct. You know, during the era of Musharraf,
mm-hmm.
he has raised up 65% tax on every concert there, mm-hmm. right, to encourage the concerts and different kind of events in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since this new government came in, they've actually put that 65% tax again on different kind of events and concerts.
Mm-hmm.
So I just heard the news today that, you know, the Chief Minister of Punjab, they actually lifted it up again. So I think that will be a very encouraging, you know, point for all the organizers, promoters who've actually been looking for looking to arrange something new for mm-hmm. for the fans out there, and for the people who actually, you know, taken this promotional stuff and even management company as a profession, they've mm-hmm. been actually looking to launch something new.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that will be a very encouraging point for them, and they'll start working on the different kind of concerts in Pakistan, which hasn't been going on from last one year here. So I think that'll be a supporting point for them. I think hopefully things will get better in Pakistan, because you know about what is going on in Pakistan, mm-hmm. and Sawat and stuff. So there were lot of charity thingies going on here and there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really hopeful. I'm still very hopeful about things that, you know, these things will get better in Pakistan.
Inshallah.
And for that, I just want to say one thing. That the people out there, all the Pakistanis out there, just support your country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wherever they are, just support it, just like portray your country in a very positive manner. I mean, I'm just speaking my heart out. I've just met a lot of people who actually, you know, saying that, you know, no, we are just moving from Pakistan and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing going on like that here.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to portray a positive image of Pakistan. I mean, there are a lot of doctors, engineers, students,
mm-hmm.
College people who are actually, you know, doing different jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So just complete your job. Just tell people that, you know, this is not the Pakistani image. So that can actually change everything. We just need to change our thinking to be mm-hmm. positive.
Definitely. So, Api Batai, are you guys currently working on any Bollywood projects?
Well, not exactly, because, you know, let me share one thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been more than 2.5 years that we've just released our second album called Moon, right? The first idea in Pakistan, because since we have a very strong pop industry here, we just thought that if anything will come on our way from Bollywood, we'll do it for sure. But from the last 1 year, the situation is really better between Pakistan and India. Mm-hmm. So there were a few projects were actually going on there. They've actually stopped it because they are actually kind of discouraging, Pakistani artists and bands to come there and sing, because that cannot help them in getting good revenue from India if they come to know that, the singer is from Pakistan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So for that matter, currently there's certain things which are actually stopped there. Mm-hmm. But apart from that, there is a very interesting thing which I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
That, last year when we've been nominated in the Lux Style Award.
Yeah.
So we are like, okay, fine. I mean, you see every channel playing Indian music in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are actually contributing themselves in Indian Bollywood movie, like there are a lot of singers who are actually going there. Probably they'll get awards due to, their higher TRPs or viewership or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was actually shocked to see the results when that came out, that still Pakistani people want to listen to pure pop music.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of their voting, we just won the best pop song, Sajni. We just won the award of best pop video of Sajni,
mm-hmm.
and the best album out of Lux Style Award, uh-huh. which is a very prestigious award in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
So we just came to the conclusion that, it should not be a permanent, clause in your music career that you have to do something in Bollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, we just need to change this trend, and we need to prove it that, still Pakistani people like Pakistani music, right? I mean, they don't want to get a stamp from India that, haven't you done something from India?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you doing something in India? So I don't want to discourage this, the fact that, we should not go to India and all.
Mm-hmm.
But there are few bands and few other artists who are not doing anything in India, but they are quite popular worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, aap ye bataye, what is your view regarding the current music industry situation? Have we progressed or have we taken a step back?
Well, actually, Ali, there is a blessing that I want to share.
Mm-hmm.
That there are a lot of artists that were actually, not doing anything here. But Allah ka shukar hai ke we've been touring around in this bad situation. And telling you honestly, there are not much concerts going on in Pakistan in the last 8 months. But we've been touring like Bangladesh, Norway, and we cannot go to India now because the situation is not better. So we used to perform there like hell. But apart from that, like concerts are going on, and we are really hopeful for that USA and Canada tour. That there are a lot of fans out there who've been waiting for Jal from last 4 years, right? And now this is the right time to go there and to do concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And for that matter, everything is solved, like our visa issues are solved and everything is ready and catered up. So we are really excited about it. But yes, those artists actually have suffered from this situation who used to perform only in Pakistan, or who actually haven't got that international exposure or haven't been there everywhere. So they actually kind of like setback. Actually, that's a big setback for them. I totally agree with you on that because, agar wo ye nahi karenge, toh fir wo kya karenge? They used to do the same thing, right? I mean, they used to earn from this.
Mm-hmm.
And, they take it professionally as well, but like the way we take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for them, I think it's a very, bad news. I mean, it's really like there, okay, itni bad situation, okay, sorry, teaser. But apart from that, Allah ka shukr hai, the things are going well and tours are coming up. So we are kind of like gearing it up.
Great. So, aap ye bataye, in future projects, what kind of music can we expect from Jal? Because Aadat was a totally different album from Bhund.
Well, actually, the next thing that anyone can expect is the next album, right, if I'm not wrong.
So that
is going to be a big thing again. So, I totally agree, the sound of Aadat was totally changed. We didn't know about the sound much there, but, as a part of the team, when I used to write songs from the first album, there was kind of a bit immature from the second album because I was a bit young, like 3 years back.
Mm-hmm.
So, Boon is like much mature level.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of a combination of mature music. I mean, Farhan is really mature now as a musician. Shazi is really mature now. And, you know, I used to experience a lot of music around the world. You've been touring around, listening to different kind of music and stuff. So you basically learn, right? It's a kind of a, you know, self-taught kind of thing. So I just used to do that. So Boone is a much more mature thing, right? But, you know, people really like the fact that Boone is a kind of a thing that, you know, any musician can accept. You know, first album wasn't accepted by musicians, but that was accepted by the fans, right? Now, Boone actually being accepted by the fans, and at the same time, that was being accepted by all the musicians, that, you know, they are very much mature, and live performance is good, the sound, they're sounding good now. I mean, arrangements are strong, and everything is strong, vocals are strong. So, now, on third album, we exactly know that what we want to do. And what is the taste of fans, and what is our taste, right? I mean, we do that as a passion. We do that by heart, right? So it's just about, you know, the elements are there. You know, everyone wants to contribute. Everyone wants to do something new. But the next big thing will be much, much more mature, and that we will keep in mind that what kind of music people like, right?
Have you thought of a name for the third album yet, or still working on it?
Well, anyway, we actually just released one song last year, that was Kashyapal. That will be in the third album. And I was like sitting somewhere and I just wrote that song and composed it. Then I have actually discussed it with Farhan and Shazi, and they liked it at the same time. I was like, yeah, why not, we should record it. So for the first time, actually, I produced that song as well. And you know, that was just kind of an experiment, that sometimes you have to change the trend. And for that matter, I haven't played guitar in that song. I've actually played keyboards and sequenced drums.
Wow.
And we just all sat down, and, you know, Farhan wrote a couple of starting lines as well. And, you know, we just came up with the idea that, you know, we should do something new with orchestra and you know, with the new kind of genre of music. So we actually tried it, and we just released that without a video. And I've just heard a compliment that, you know, everyone is saying that, okay, fine, now Jill actually released this track, and they actually told the people that we are here to stay. So it's a very big compliment that people still accept whatever we do, right? So another way, they want to have a change. They want to see a change. So that was a very nice experience. Apart from that, we've actually written 2-3 more tracks. So we'll definitely actually collecting everything together. And, you know, we'll keep the momentum going like that, and we'll release it, inshallah, next year.
Great. Achha, ye batayin, where does Jal see themselves in 5 years from now?
Well, actually, to be very practical, I don't think that we need to predict it right now. But after 5 years, inshallah, agar halat theek rahe, jo bhi hum pehle baat kar rahe the, that, you know, the situation should get better in Pakistan and everything. If the things will be keep moving on like that, then after 5 years, I think, you know, we'll be nominated for an Oscar award, or probably a Grammy award.
Inshallah.
That's the dream that we want to. That's a dream you really want to be achieved.
Exactly.
But let's see. You have to dream. Let do your work. We do our hard work there, and let's leave it to in the hands of Allah and all the fans. Right? If they really want us to stay here for longer, that for sure we'll stay. If they don't like us, then we'll leave. Right? I mean, we won't drag it.
Achha, ye bataye, whenever you get free time, what activities do you guys, as in the band, indulge in?
Well, actually, we used to play, now we still play a lot of PS2 games, right? And we play cricket every weekend. We used to get together, all the people, like, I mean, all the artists and the artists as well. We just play cricket, we just go to gym, just go watch movie. And if you're in Lahore, especially, you can go out and eat anything which you like, because Lahore is popular for these things. So these kind of activities that we do all together, but the best thing that we do is jam. Right now, I'm actually getting late for the jam as well, because the time of the jam is 10:30. So I hope I won't get late, and, you know, they'll react on that. So, but probably, yes, this is the best thing that we have to do together, that whenever we get together, we used to jam together and stuff like that.
For your female fans out there, Gohar, are you single or are you committed?
Okay, just to dodge the fans, I'm committed. on a, on a, On a serious note, when you know, when I'll do something, people will come to know about it, right? So just relax and just listen to the music. don't get worried about I'm single or not.
Acha, abhi bataye, what do you think about online marketing?
Well, actually, I just want to share an experience because mujhe itna zyada pata nahi hai online marketing ke bare mein, but it's just that when actually we have released Aadat like 4 or 5 years back, and we don't have enough fund to actually make a video of Aadat, so we actually released that over the net, right? And from that one song actually became a huge hit all over the world. So at that time there was a different trend. People used to sit on internet. Now it's still going on, but the pace is a bit slower. I mean, if there is a good material, then people would want to see that on TV rather than going on internet, right? You know, I'm just talking about Pakistan, right? Because there are a lot of channels now. There are a lot of people who are actually making music, and it's a tough competition, right? So now you have to really, really work hard because there are a lot of competition. And I totally agree that, you know, you one artist should have an a website, and he should promote himself there on internet. That importance is there. But apart from that, you know, I'll just give like 20 to 30% you know, marks to this internet marketing thingy, because apart from that, he really needs to work on the videos and other stuff as well, apart from internet.
Definitely. So besides Jald Band forms, you guys have a huge following on Facebook, man, especially on Jald's official Facebook group. What do you think about that?
You tell about that, man. You handle it. I'm just saying it, that, you know, that's what I'm talking about. The trends are changing. People are actually shifting to Facebook now, and, you know, they're actually interacting there. They're actually finding their events, the concerts line up there, that, you know, if they need to get any information, they just go to Facebook and they actually interact with each other. So actually the mediums are like a bit changing now, and I really support that, because there are a lot of huge forums and you know, different kind of sites on Facebook that people go and find out the news for Jal over there. So I really support them, and that's what I was talking about. Like 5 years back, we used to have like 25,000 members on our website, right? But now there is a trend to go on Facebook, right? Now there is a trend to go find everything on Facebook. So people have more, you know, concentration towards the Facebook rather than going on forums and internet and finding out the dates for their concert.
Achha, aakhri do cheezein. Fans are asking actually me right now, do you actually read the Jald's official Facebook group or no? Time milta hai?
I used to read it a lot of time. I just read it yesterday as well, and it's the best thing. When you go online, you actually get the right kind of feedback from these fans. I mean, it's just that if I am not wearing a jacket one day, or if I am wearing an orange jacket, they'll tell that, you know, Gohar ko orange jacket nahi suit kari thi. You know, he should wear black or blue or something like that.
Yeah.
So this kind of very funny stuff is there. But, you know, apart from that, they're being very honest and sweet. And they give you the honest opinion over there, which actually no one can give that. So I do get time for these things, and I do went there. I do go there, and I just try to read everything out there. And I just want to support everyone who is just handling Jal forums, huge forums on you know, Facebook and everything. I mean, they've been there. They've been really loyal.
Thank
and
you.
They've been just telling and spreading everything out there for the fans, especially for the USA and Canada concert. So I think it's a very good thing, and I really support them.
Thanks a lot. Achha, jaane se pehle, the fans want you to sing a song, man. The song is Hame Itna Pyar.
I'll just sing like two songs because I'm two lines because I'm getting late.
Okay, that's fine.
It's like Hame Itna Pyar Na Karo Ke Hum Mar Jaye Hame Itna Tanha Na Karo Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Gohar. That was wonderful. And guys, you guys can check Jal out Toronto, August 2nd. And the U.S. tour, we'll announce it soon on Jal forums and the Facebook group. Thanks a lot, Gohar. Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome, man. Nice talking to you.
Cheers.
Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
जब हम कहते थे दिल का सुकून तुम ही तो हो आंखों से तुम पढ़